Arkham Horror LCG Accessories 2026, Storage, Sleeves, Chaos Tokens, Playmats and What Actually Helps. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low and the details matter. Start with sleeves for active player decks, labelled dividers, a portable campaign box and coin capsules for the original Chaos Tokens. Buy the Gamegenic Knight chest only if your collection is staying home and you want a premium command centre. The new official tokens, sleeves and playmats are attractive conveniences, but owner reports make them caveat purchases rather than automatic upgrades. Arkham Horror, the card game, is one of the rare games where accessories can be more than decoration. The right sleeve stack keeps your player cards alive, the right dividers save 10 minutes every night, the right chaos bag upgrade makes the most cursed moment of the game feel theatrical instead of fiddly. The wrong accessory pile, though, that becomes a velvet-lined guilt box. Margot read the official product pages, storage arguments, sleeve debates, chaos token upgrade threads, and the very human complaints from players who bought an organizer before they had a repeatable table. This is the order that survives contact with a real campaign. Which Arkham Horror LCG accessories should you buy first? Arkham rewards accessories that reduce setup drag. Sleeves, dividers, token handling, and one clean active campaign box make the game easier to bring back to the table. That matters more than a premium chest in month one, because the most expensive Arkham accessory is the campaign you stop playing, because setup feels like paperwork. Margot's rule is plain. Buy the item that saves the next session first. Buy the gorgeous item when it becomes the home for a collection you already know you love. Use a 10-session test. If an accessory saves 2 minutes every session, protects something repeatedly shuffled, or makes a game state easier to read, it is doing work. If it only photographs well, it belongs after the campaign and player card budget. The best Arkham accessory is often a label maker, a handful of bags, or a token tray that prevents setup fatigue. Margot's order of operations: protect handled cards, improve the chaos draw, organize the active campaign, then make the whole library beautiful. Reversing that order produces a magnificent chest full of cards nobody has the energy to sort. Which Arkham cards should you sleeve first? The sleeve debate is noisy because Arkham has two different needs. Player cards get shuffled, upgraded, traded between decks, and handled with snack table fingers. Encounter cards mostly sit in scenario sets and get shuffled when that scenario appears. If your budget is limited, sleeve the player cards and active encounter deck first, then expand as the collection grows. Community advice keeps circling the same sane middle. Use consistent standard size sleeves for player cards so decks do not feel uneven, keep spares from the same sleeve line, and avoid changing brands halfway through a campaign unless you enjoy a deck that can be read by touch. Do not assume every card needs the same sleeve on day one. Player decks are shuffled and rebuilt constantly, so consistent opaque-backed sleeves are useful when wear or card backs differ. Encounter cards are shuffled less often and can be sleeved by active campaign. Scenario reference cards and location cards mostly need protection from table wear, not casino-grade shuffle feel. Choose one readily available sleeve line and record the exact size and finish. Mixing glossy and matte batches can make a deck feel marked even when the backs technically match. Buy enough for the active decks plus a small replacement reserve before committing to thousands. Margot's sleeve split player cards first, active scenario cards second, full encounter library later. The complete library sleeve order is a marathon, not a checkout tantrum. Do not mix sleeve feels in one deck different thickness or texture, can make a deck annoying and in the worst case subtly marked. Are upgraded chaos tokens worth buying? The chaos bag is the ritual heart of Arkham. Cheap coin capsules are popular for a reason. They make the tokens easier to fish out, protect printed faces, and give the bag a satisfying clack. Premium acrylic or coin-style token sets are lovely, but they are a luxury upgrade after you know the bag is part of why you love the game. The practical warning is size. Capsules that make tokens too thick can crowd smaller bags. Premium tokens that look beautiful but are hard to read under dim light defeat the whole point. Buy for tactile drama and readability, not just alter energy. Coin capsules are the value move, but measure before ordering and test a small batch. Capsules that are too loose rattle and rotate. Capsules that are too tight can damage token edges during removal. Premium tokens feel wonderful, but verify that every required symbol is present and readable under the lighting where you play. The bag matters too. A bag should be opaque, deep enough to mix without spilling, and wide enough for an adult hand. The upgrade fails if the beautiful new tokens clump in a bag sized for the original cardboard. How much Arkham LCG storage do you need? The mistake is trying to solve the whole collection before the collection exists. New format campaign and investigator boxes are already better than the old blister era. For a newer player, the best storage is often a small active campaign setup. One box for the campaign, one row for player decks, dividers for encounter sets, and a clear place for the campaign log. Once the collection grows, the game-genic Arkham Horror Game Night chest starts making sense. It is for the person who wants the night to feel assembled, active decks, tokens, dividers, and the table ritual living together. If you are still deciding whether Arkham is your long-term LCG, wait. The game night chest is a furniture-level accessory, not a magic capacity solution. Before buying, inventory-sleeved player cards, active decks, campaign cards, investigators, tokens, and dividers. Then compare that real load to the compartments and the sleeve thickness shown in official dimensions and community demonstrations. Large premium storage can still be wrong for a collection split across binders or for a player who travels weekly. A two-layer system scales better. One portable active box containing tonight's campaign and decks, plus a home archive organized by campaign and card class. That keeps the table fast even when the total collection becomes absurd. Buy now dividers, a sturdy active box, sleeves, and a log binder. Buy later premium chest, full library foam, and custom token sets if the table is not yet returning monthly. What do owners say about the new game-genic Arkham accessories? The useful post-launch answer is mixed rather than mystical. Owners generally like the coherent art direction and the convenience of buying an official, widely available set. The night chest looks wonderful on a permanent shelf, the art sleeves make active decks feel special, and the token set is an easier one-click purchase than assembling a custom kit from several makers. The caveats matter. Community reports repeatedly describe the chest as expensive for players who travel or already use campaign boxes. Several owners note that the official Chaos and Connector tokens do not feel like the thick, full acrylic boutique set some buyers expected. That does not make them unusable. It moves their value proposition from premium heirloom to accessible coordinated upgrade. Playmats divide tables for a different reason. Printed zones can teach a stable layout, but Arkham investigators and scenarios do not always occupy the same number of cards. A beautiful fixed diagram becomes clutter when the investigator, assets, threats, and locations outgrow its assumptions. Buy a mat for surface feel and readability, not because every printed rectangle will remain obedient. Margot's owner evidence verdict. Coin capsules and consistent active deck sleeves remain the safest first upgrades. Buy official Chapter 2 accessories when coordinated art and easy availability matter more to you than boutique material quality. Buy the night chest when it lives at home. The collection is measured, and opening it will genuinely replace setup friction. Safest first upgrade coin capsules for the original Chaos tokens, plus one consistent sleeve line for active player decks. Buy with caveats official tokens and playmats. Convenient, coordinated, and readable, but not automatically the most premium materials or most flexible layout. Measure first night chest. Confirm sleeved capacity, travel habits, and what it replaces in your current storage system. Playmats, trays, binders, and the more fun layer playmats are not mandatory, but they can make Arkham easier to teach because the table suddenly has zones. A card mat, token tray, and small deck boxes give every player a cockpit. Binders matter if you build frequently from a large card pool. Otherwise, labeled rows are faster than flipping plastic pages all night. The culture tip from veteran tables is delightfully unromantic. Make teardown obvious. If nobody knows where cards go at the end, the campaign becomes one person's unpaid admin job. Good accessories share that burden. Binders are strongest for deck-building libraries when cards can be scanned by class, level, and cost. Boxes are stronger for campaigns, encounter sets, and completed decks. Do not force one storage method to solve both browsing and transport. For table upgrades, prioritize state readability. Investigator area, threat area, encounter deck, act agenda, location map, and token bank. A mat earns its footprint when a new player can look down and understand where the game lives. Margot's final buy order if you are starting now, buy the revised core entry point and your first campaign before chasing a full accessory altar. Then add protection and speed in layers. A beautiful Arkham table is not the table with the most acrylic. It is the table that begins quickly, teaches gently, and ends with everyone wanting one more scenario. Under $25, bags, labels, deck boxes, and capsules for original Chaos tokens. Under $75, consistent sleeves for active decks and campaign dividers, a better bag, and a portable campaign box. Luxury tier, premium tokens, coordinated playmats, investigator tomes, and the game night chest after a measured capacity check. One final warning from community demonstrations. No premium organizer fits every sleeve brand, binder habit, expansion count, and travel pattern. Measure the collection you own, not the collection shown in marketing photography. Phase 1 sleeves, active storage, dividers, chaos token protection. Phase 2 playmat, token trays, extra deck boxes, campaign binder. Phase 3 gamegenic chest, premium chaos tokens, full library shelving, display lighting. Final verdict. Sleeve active player decks, label encounter sets, protect the original chaos tokens with measured coin capsules, and keep one portable campaign box first. Treat the official Chapter 2 accessories as coordinated convenience purchases, not mandatory upgrades. The night chest becomes worthwhile when a measured home collection needs one permanent command center. Frequently asked questions. What Arkham Horror LCG accessory should I buy first? Sleeves for handled player cards, and one clean active campaign storage system. Those two purchases protect the cards and reduce setup friction immediately. Is the gamegenic Arkham Horror Game Night Chest worth it? Yes, for committed Arkham players with a growing collection who want a premium active night command center. New players should usually buy sleeves, dividers, and more playable content first. Should I sleeve every Arkham Horror LCG card? Not immediately. Sleeve player decks and active scenario cards first, then expand if you play heavily or want a fully protected library. Are Chaos Token upgrades worth it? Usually yes after sleeves. Coin capsules are cheap and tactile. Premium tokens are worth it if they remain readable and the table loves the ritual. What sleeve size fits Arkham Horror LCG cards? Arkham uses standard American card game cards, but sleeve tolerances vary by brand. Check the sleeve maker's fit chart and test one pack before ordering for a complete collection. A perfect paper measurement can still feel too tight or too loose at the table. How much storage should a new player buy? Enough for one active campaign, its encounter sets, and your current player card pool. Do not build a museum archive for content you do not own yet. Expand storage only when setup friction, not shelf anxiety, proves you need it. Are the official gamegenic Arkham Horror Chaos tokens full acrylic? Do not assume they match thick boutique acrylic sets. Owner discussions describe the official Chapter 2 tokens as a convenient coordinated upgrade, but some buyers were disappointed by the material feel. Check current product photographs and specifications before buying. Are Arkham Horror playmats worth it? They are worth it when surface feel and visible zones make your table easier to read. Fixed printed layouts are less useful if your investigators or scenarios regularly outgrow the marked spaces. What is the cheapest useful Arkham Horror LCG accessory upgrade? Coin capsules for the original Chaos tokens, labeled dividers, and small deck boxes offer the largest practical improvement for little money. Measure token diameter and test one sleeve line before ordering in bulk.